Okay, this is January 25th, and the topic tonight is questions and answers.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us aware of this essential truth of our being. So I hope that all this stuff is slowly seeping into your mind and that you're using this, that you know that you're a god, you know that you're a goddess, and you know that this universe is for you, not against you. So there's nothing out there to harm you. And we're taught from day one that there's always something to harm us. There's nothing out there to harm us. Okay. So with that said, I'll open it to questions. And Jay, do you remember Jay from years?
Yeah.
An old friend.
Was that the first question? Do I remember Jay?
Yeah, that one. You should. that's your question used up. Jay, all month we were talking about a third way to do something instead of yes and no and right and wrong and all. That there's always, when you're thinking of something, there's a third way, a spiritual way. You can go up and see things differently.
Yes.
So, any questions?
My first question would be, was there anything, we've talked, 3 weeks you've talked about the third way, was there anything mentioned last week that I missed?
No.
Okay.
That was the fourth way.
And there's a fifth way.
Yeah. There's always a God way. There's always a spiritual way. And there's always a way where it's best for all those concerned. And that's what we want to realize.
Here's a question for you. It's really hard to phrase, though. But sometimes I take an action. Maybe it's a little bit from the ego, because it's something I want. But, and then the universe, like, sends me an equal message from another place that's a response similar to what I think the response that I would get from my message is. And, like, it's happened a number of times. And then I get thinking, like, well, maybe there's a way I can use this. Maybe I should be sending out different messages.
Well, I think you're sending out the right messages and so forth. You must realize that the greatest and biggest and best thing that we can think for ourselves and what we want, this thing called the universe can think of something better. So you must always let yourself open for something better. Does that make sense? So listen to that and say thank you. And you're starting to communicate with spirit, with the universe, whatever. Learn to communicate with that. Last week I went back and told them the things that I go by. I'm always divinely guided. I always take the right turn in the road. And God always makes a way where there appears to be no way. And that's what you have to remember. And it seems to me you're doing that. And then you're saying, oh, I wonder if this is working. Mm-hmm. It's always working. Mm-hmm. But we doubt it, you know. We always doubt that stuff. Well, it's question and answers, Thomas. If you have a question, I'll take it. Why Astra thinks of one.
Yes. So, I think that, you know, everything comes from within. I mean, what I saw myself doing is the pain that I carry within, you know, it's creating the circumstances on the outside, but it was like kind of looping, you know, and back to the inner, you know. It wasn't feeling very good, not having a whole lot of fun in life, you know, smiling and talking about my wasteful life from the past, like I just just did.
But nothing was wasted in your past. You went through those things and just...
Well, I talk about that stuff, you know.
But there were... But that added something. It did something to you. It brought you to where you are today.
Well, that's the point, though, because it's not much different. I mean, I'm still there. I mean, you know, I'm in this class with you. I mean, I'm in this room with you. But, you know, I'm not really making strides to healing and, you know, getting...
What I see for you is you must make a stride to forgive yourself. And all the things in your life, just forgive them. They were just events that went on. Who cares if you ran off to Hawaii with a drug fiend?
It's fabulous.
It's great storytelling.
But you got over that. You went through that. Mm-hmm. You see? And now heal yourself. You're still punishing yourself all the time.
I mean, I had no compass of, you know, like, is this a really good idea?
No.
Well. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but you could do that back then.
Right.
Nowadays, a dog would probably bite you or something.
Right.
So, but I just...
You'd need surgery from the dog bite.
It just feels like there's still a lot of karma there.
Well, just let it go.
Let the karma go?
Oh, my God, yes. In this teaching, we do not believe in karma. The only karma we believe in is what's called instant karma. That means you know immediately when you make a mistake. That's karma, came and gotcha. And if it didn't tell you, if you didn't think you were making a mistake, you'd keep doing the damn thing over and over and over again. So it's called instant karma. And any mistake you meant, you know now that that wasn't right, so it's over.
Okay. I know now, yeah.
Well, if we...
I wonder if I wouldn't do it again today.
I don't think you would. Don't do that to yourself. Now here, look, who's throwing all this money around?
Oh, my money.
Million
my easy money.
$1 million. No.
Thank you.
No, anything you did in the past, just forgive yourself. We don't live in the past. And we all made mistakes in the past. None of us were perfect.
How do I get to where, you know, I start to feel like okay with what I've chosen in life so far?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I do
that? How do you do that? You just do it.
I just meditate.
You don't have to meditate. You have to make up your mind. I'm had a great life, and I'm having a great life, and I love the life that I'm leading. Yes, it can change tomorrow into a better one, but you can't sit and say, I'm having a horrible time with my life, or I don't like my life, or I don't like my husband, I don't like the...
It doesn't feel very good.
Pardon?
It just doesn't feel very good.
Well, of course it doesn't feel very good, because you're hanging on to it. Let it go. You see, this thing called God holds nothing against you. Nothing. You're holding it against yourself. So just make up your mind to get rid of it. Yeah. You can do that. So just tell yourself, you know, put your hand out like this. Now go like this. Healed.
It worked.
Yeah. Heal.
Enlightenment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're the only one can do that. Heal.
That's true.
Yeah.
Catherine
Palmer. Pardon? Yes, Catherine Palmer. I believe in miracles.
I believe in God. Jean, or she needs to do that for herself.
She does it to herself.
My Jean. Heal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have to do it. You have to do it for yourself. But that's, I often do it. Heal. You know, I know you people think that I'm angelic, but really. Would you have a question, Jean?
Oh yeah. So remember I called you last week and I was going out on a date and I hadn't been on one in a few years, and I've turned a bunch of, you know.
36 to be exact.
You're going to be on one.
But, you know, I haven't wanted to really go out with it. You know, I haven't had that spark and excitement. You know, you're like, oh, wow, this is great. This is going to be really fun. So I met him at the Northwoods Inn for lunch. You know, that's safe.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You know, on a Saturday, so it's crowded. And so we're sitting there and we're having, you know, he's like, whatever you want to have for lunch. And, you know, so we're having lunch. So then he goes, so I don't know why, it just, you know, before lunch you even got there. I just said, so what's your relationship status? And he goes, oh, I'm married. And I just was like, what?
What'd you say? I'll take mine to go.
I know. Then we were splitting a sandwich because we weren't even, you know, on top of it. So it was so funny. And I just went, what? And I go, how long have you been married? Because the guy's in his 60s. And, you know, he looks really good, you know, for that. And he goes, oh, 42 years. I went,
uh-huh.
42 years. So I'm listening to this, and I go, how many kids do you have? And, you know, seven. I'm like, well, you had close. He had five, and then they adopted two more. Don't ask me. So he's, I'm looking at him, and I go, so what? Why am I here? What? I just, you know, my wife doesn't like to do anything anymore. You know, that bullshit. And I'm listening to myself going, bullshit, 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 bullshit. How much more am I going to have to put up with? I think I've heard every line in the planet. And so anyway, he goes, I just wanted a friend, you know, somebody to do stuff with. And I'm going, so lunch is there, and I'm like, well, so we talked about, cut everything out. It just talked about politics and whatever else. And he's on the same page. He's the one that brought it up. And so we're talking, and it's like, and he's a smart guy, too, on top of it. He was a former teacher, and I could tell he was no dumb shit. And then I'm thinking, you need to just get out of here, finish the lunch. And he picked the tab up, and, you know, total gentleman, and didn't get weird and try to, and he was like,
you know, take you on the table.
No. Didn't, you know, didn't do any weird, nothing. He just, and he goes, no, I just wanted to have somebody to do stuff with. And I'm gone. And so I just said, you know, thank you. And he texts me the next day. And, you know, this was out of there, what, like 2 o'clock? So I'm out, you know. So he texts me the next day, oh, it was great to have lunch with you. Thanks for having lunch with me. I mean, total gentleman. I'd like to do that again sometime. And I'm like, delete. You know, no. And I talked to a bunch of different guys that I know that are older, and they all started laughing, and they go, come on, you can't see through that shit. And I go, I saw through it pretty quick, but I thought, well, I might as well have lunch and screw it.
Half a sandwich?
Yes.
That's all you got?
Salad and, you know, some appetizers. I go, that was enough.
Oh, all right.
So
what is your question?
So my question is, a friend of mine goes, boy, you're, you know, because the last few guys I've gone out with have been, you know, you think they're fine, and then all of a sudden everything hits the fan. And you trust them, and you think, okay, you know, yeah, I've been spending a lot of time with you, so I think I should know you by now. But he just said to me, he goes, your picker's really off. He goes, you know, I don't know why you keep going through this. And I go, I haven't gone through it in 2 years. You know, I wasn't desperate. He was the one that asked me. I wasn't like going, oh, hi, being cute.
And do you know what the answer to her is?
Good enough. Wait. You're worthy, deserving, totally level, and matter.
You have to sit down and make yourself believe that.
And I have to tell you, I that comes up for me because, like, a while ago, you taught us this thing where it's like, you say to yourself like several times in a row, I love you, Andy. I love you, Andy. I love you, Andy. You know, like do like 10 times in a row. And just do that on a daily basis. And every once in a while, like, it'll just, like, in my mind, will just go, it'll go off. And then when that goes off, then I'll think I'm worthy of this. Like, it just starts this train of really good thoughts. And those are really, like, that's a good programming to have.
Yes. And you have to program yourself. Somewhere along the way, you don't think that you're worthy and deserving. You don't think that you're totally lovable and that you matter. Now, it may only be little bits, you know, I'm not talking big, but that's enough to draw these idiots into your life.
I think she did demonstrate self-love. I mean, she totally stood her ground, grounded herself, and said no.
Yes, well, after the fact. But she drew that person to her.
Well, okay. I mean,
and then, well, but she made a good decision by saying, no, get out of here. I'll eat my sandwich by myself. No, you're good. But you don't want to keep drawing that people, the same person in.
Right.
The same thing. So you have to sit yourself down and know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And when you get that into your consciousness, you won't draw that stuff to you. Because it repels. It's called the law of repulsion. So, understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't pick on yourself and say, oh, I did it again or anything. Yeah, you just pick yourself up and start all over again, you know? Say this, that's all you do.
Well, what? You know, I mean, I asked him really early on. I never ask anybody that. Never. And I could have been drawn in without knowing that for.
You could have slept with him and then discovered that he was married.
Right.
I'm late to apologize for intuition by falling through the
Yeah,
president.
So.
Something must be.
Now you have to be grateful.
Oh, yeah. And I just, you know, it's like God. I talked to a few people and they all laughed. And you know that I'm just glad that I've never asked.
And that's the only way to approach something like that: laugh about it.
Oh yeah.
You know, and there's nothing. You must always remember there's nothing wrong with you. There was something wrong with him, but there's nothing wrong with you.
The best
to ask
for. Are you married?
Are you married? Well, most men lie anyway. And they're not going to tell you. And these two friends of mine that I talked to who've been married, each of them, you know, faithful forever. And I know that they are. And they both looked at me and they go, you should have asked them before you went out.
So now you'll know better. You learn something.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful learning experience. Yes, Andy?
Can you program yourself consciously and unconsciously? Like, do we have conscious programming and unconscious programming?
Absolutely.
Can you speak about what the difference is?
Well, you're always under unconscious programming. What do you think the world's doing to you all the time? That's all the world is doing, is trying to get into your subconscious mind and make you a puppet. That's all it's doing. So you have to watch all those things and analyze it. You know, it's your mind. You don't have to think any thought you don't want to, and you don't have to go down any road you don't want to. Does that help any?
Yeah, so if we start by programming ourselves consciously, and then it becomes subconscious?
Yes, absolutely. You have to start. You have to start with your conscious mind, people. And then you can control the subconscious.
Because I feel like when you said that, like how you got yourself on that other train of thought, it was like, that's the programming you've done. I mean, that's shown the work you've done and like how that worked for you. Like instead of your ego going against you with the negative thoughts, it took you on the upward spiral instead. So. That shows, I mean, to me, proof you're doing it.
Yes, he's working it.
Yeah.
I have another question, too.
Of course.
So I was thinking about something you said a long time ago about us having hooks inside us to accept appreciation and compliments.
Yes, you have to have a hook.
And I was thinking about that. That probably applies to financial things too.
Yes.
Because I was thinking about, like, I'm indirect friends with several people who have lots and lots of money, and I'm thinking about, like, the day that happens to me, that I get a certain break or something, and I start, like, getting money. Like, how do you, well, not even winning the lottery, just, you know, like, certain breaks and things happening, and getting on a show or something like that, and, like, having, I want to develop, how do you, I understand how you do that for compliments, but how do you do that to hold on to, like, money, to the consciousness of having, you know, like, being able to be comfortable with holding on to money and doing the right things with it?
You have to keep doing it till you're comfortable with it. And you have to tell yourself you know how to handle money. You probably think you can't handle money because it doesn't come, or it comes and goes out too quickly.
I'm good at handling small amounts of money and making small amounts of money stretch.
Ah, so now you see, that's a wonderful thing. So now you say, I'm good with large sums of money, and I don't no longer have to stretch money. Okay. You see? But you put yourself into that pattern, and now it just keeps repeating itself. We all do that. It's not only you. We all do that type of thing. But you see, you said small sums of money you're comfortable with. Learn to be comfortable with large sums of money. And so many people are afraid of large sums of money. They immediately panic, you see.
And I guess the same question could be extended then to love or relationships.
Yes,
or
it's all the same. So once you learn the technique, it works on every area.
So it'd be good to have good to have good affirmations to, like...
Absolutely, you have to have affirmations.
Money and love.
You have to. You know, you heard this saying, idle hands are the devil's workshop. Mm-hmm. It's an idle mind that's the devil's workshop. You've got to be thinking the thought that you want to think. If you stop thinking for one moment, all the negativity comes in, and you hear all of that, and you think that's what life is, and it's not that. That's just that negative mind carrying on. So, I use it, and I told you this before, I say, I'm thinking the thought that I want to think, and if a thought comes in that I don't want, I say to it, get out of here. That's just not the thought I want to think. Here's the thought I want to think. You see? So your thought is, I'm comfortable with large sums of money. I know how to use large sums of money. You see?
And what's the, when your mind does go down, when you catch your mind going down the wrong path,
yes,
but you've already emotionally gotten to that state of, like, sitting on the pity pot or whatever, like, what's the easiest and best way to turn yourself around? What's the best way to, like, to raise your vibration or get out of that? Or,
well, first you get off of the pot, the pity pot. You stand up and get off. And you say to yourself, aha, I realize what I'm doing, but that is not what I want. Here's what I want. And then tell your mind what you want. I want to think this. I want to think that. I want to know that I'm good with money. I know that I'm good with relationships. I know that love is always coming to me. You have to keep doing that to you. Condition your own mind. Thomas, no question, Arno?
No, I like what Andy was saying, and I kind of took that from the meditation that I worked on, and then when we did it in November.
Mm-hmm.
I added in this thing about being at peace. And I just added in that I said, I want to be at peace, I'm just going to have to say that I'm at peace every time I meditate or every time I think about it.
Yeah.
And then I find myself I'm just that way.
Yes.
I'm more accepting to other people, yes. More accepting.
Absolutely. Oh, here she is. We thought maybe you had to stay at home.
I couldn't believe that. I totally forgot.
What, that there was class?
I was doing something at home and I'll be totally.
But you remember.
I said, didn't you go to Dallas? I said, oh my God.
Oh,
yeah.
You didn't forget.
You remember. You're here. Oh, Paul. Well, it's question and answers tonight anyway, so.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a question?
No, my question is, why did I forget?
Well, because you're under a great deal of stress and strain here, and you're doing something new, your routine and so forth. And I'm sure that the radiation that you're taking is exactly upsetting your brain. And it'll heal itself, but at the present moment, forgive yourself, and I think
okay.
You're doing wonders. My God.
Unbelievable.
And we all forget. I never use that term, oh, I'm having a senior moment. Never use that. Of course, I don't never consider myself a senior, so. So anyway, the mind, it'll all come back to you, Paul.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she joined us for dinner and then was going home to pick up her husband. And I said to Andy, well, they're coming because... And then I said, maybe that you were tired, you know.
Yeah, well, he didn't feel well. And I forgot.
Oh, well, you're here now and that's what counts.
Mm-hmm.
So that used to be something I like, because I just, like, if I have more than like three things to do, I'll end up, if I have like four things to do, I'll forget one of them. But then I started telling myself, I don't forget, I remember. Because I just feel like forgetting is like really negative, you know? So I just tell myself, because you do eventually remember.
You do remember. You remember everything, and you must always say to yourself, I have a good mind and I have a good memory.
But you arrived in divine right time, so.
Yourself.
But you're talking to yourself all the time. So wouldn't it be better to talk, to hear what you wanted to hear, and then to let that Chinese radio run in your head? Okay.
So I've been practicing. Well, I mean, when I'm driving my car, you know, I just put myself in the Rolls Royce and feel that relief of knowing that I have everything.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Rolls Royce, you know, I've got everything. But I do it because I get through all that stress that
mm-hmm.
I feel, you know, all down through here.
Yeah.
And then it feels wonderful, just, you know, and then I feel alive and beautiful, you know, with it. So,
it's
just practicing doing that all the time.
It's practicing doing it, and it's doing it till it takes flesh and dwells among us. That's why we do affirmations and all prayer and all that. We're trying to take all the things that we're thinking, we're trying to make it come alive. And we're breathing life into these things. And that's putting flesh onto it. So that's what we're always trying to do, is make it come into existence. All that stuff you want is right there. Everything is right here. Now you have to bring it down. I think I told you were here when we were doing it, and I said, it's all up there. And so how do you get it down? I said, well, you have to make a hole. It'll stay up, so you have to make the hole for it to drop down.
Yeah, I love when you used to say, show up with a, you know, a wheelbarrow instead of a thimble.
Yes.
Going
or a tanker truck.
A tanker truck.
Yeah. But most people show up for everything with only a thimble.
Yeah.
because they think that's all they're worth is a thimbleful. And you must know that you're worth much more than that, and that you can have much more than the thimble. But you haven't gotten it because people tell you that, or your family told you you couldn't do this, that, the other thing, and you're still believing that. Hoorah. Don't believe it.
But if you don't believe it, you've got to demonstrate it too. I mean, you know, if you keep, you know, somebody said to me recently, I'm sorry, Astrid, but this will be your last night. Tomorrow you don't need to come. And I immediately, like, oh, I can feel myself shrinking, this fear. You know, and that's when I go and get another kind of cheap job, you know, to feel that. Minimum wage doing something, you know. And instead of having that as a relief that I'm being let go of this poverty, you know, or this lack, you know, I want to hold on to it because I think at least that much, you know.
Oh, because you're settled.
Yeah.
Well, you must
never. My mom said, any job, or at least you have that, or, you know.
Well, yes, well, that was an old concept, you know. That you, as long as you are working, just get out and get any job. It doesn't matter if you lose that job, just go next door and get it. It doesn't matter if it's a less pay, but you just keep working.
Exactly, yeah, sure. That's awful.
Well, yes, it's awful.
You know, that's good.
Well, let it go and know that this thing called God or the universe wants to do stuff for you, wants to bring you better things. You see, and when somebody says, well, you don't have to come in tomorrow, jump up and say, ah, how wonderful, now I'm open to receive something better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. I've been through the experience of being fired so many times. I mean,
why don't we say let go?
That I'm old, I'm telling you. Oh. Every job.
I always tell anyone when they come and they say they've lost their job, I say, oh, rejoice. Now you're free to find what you really want to do. Because so many people hang on to a job because why? The money. They have to pay the bills. They have to do this. They have to. And they. That's not the way to go through life.
And they also don't know what else they would want to do.
Yeah.
Because it puts you in that position of, now you're going to have to be creative. Open your heart and open your mind. And like I heard, what's that guy, Harvey? Steve Harvey?
Oh.
He was talking about jumping. He says, you've got to make the jump. Your parachute may not open the first time, but you keep making the jump and your parachute is going to open.
Yeah.
Giving this sermon to, mm-hmm. to his audience, you know, it's a live kind of what's that game, you know, that he hosts.
Yeah, there's some Family Feud.
Family Feud. Yeah. Yeah, and he, you know, it's just an amazing speech that he gave.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't do it, you know, you're just going to live this mediocre life. And yeah, it's true. You got to make the jump.
You have to make the jump. Yes. You're at the edge of the cliff, you must jump off and know that you're going to fly. Yeah. The universe will always take care of you. I know you think, oh, Dallas, you say that all the time. But I have proven it in my life so often that the universe will take care of me regardless. Things happen, and it's wonderful. You know, it's just wonderful. So I cannot fret over anything because I'm being taken care of. You know. So work on those. The main thing we all need to work on, though, is this mind, and we want peace of mind. We want to know what we're doing is correct. So in being able to do that, you have to sit down and tell yourself what I'm doing is correct. You see, I'm using the mind of God, so it must be right. Help you? No. Any questions, Jay?
No. I'm just taking it all in. I'm happy to be back.
You're happy to be back.
And,
yeah.
The first words out of your mouth is just instantly like, oh, like.
Well, I'm glad.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate all you people. I see you all doing great things. Now you start to see yourself doing great things. See?
So when you talk about the universe taking care of us, it makes me think about being open to miracles and being open to the miraculous. Is there a good affirmation that, or is there a way to become more open to receiving things?
Well, the way to receive more is to be grateful for what you already have.
Gratitude, okay.
You have to use gratitude constantly, and it's for miracles. You have to look around and see miracles going on all around you all the time. Now, how do you see those miracles? I don't know if people are watching the sunsets. The sunsets are absolutely magnificent. That's a miracle. You see? My flowers. I love my plants. I love all, and I see the miracle in all of that. And I'm delighted I have those things, you know, that I'm living with plants and other, and my little doggy, you know. Those are miracles. But you have to keep, you know, seeing miracles all around you. Just keep looking for them, and they appear constantly. Mostly we just have our nose to the grindstone, we just keep going, we don't look. We have to look around and expand, you know, and see everything for what it is, you see. So, and I think Southern California, I loved it, but not in the East, and I'm sure some of these people may be having a lot of trouble. But all that beautiful white snow just, I think, is absolutely gorgeous. And now what else do we know about all that snow? What do we know about all that snow, Paladin?
It's God.
Pardon?
It's God.
It is God. But the thing is, it's little snowflakes, right? Piling up and piling up. And there's not one snowflake alike. That baffles me to no end. That has to be some kind of a miracle. You see, why wouldn't all snowflakes look alike, or why wouldn't there only be six designs? I mean, after all these centuries, the snow that came this year, those snowflakes are brand new. They're not repeating last year's snowflakes. No. And yet, see, now that's a miracle. That does my mind. I think, oh, isn't that the most fabulous thing in the whole wide world? You see? So all the snow that's ever fallen, all those snowflakes have been different over centuries. Thousands of years. So that's how you do it. And that's how you look at things. And then you're grateful, and you say, well, we were talking tonight at dinner table, and I said, you know, we were a little cold. And I said, I'm so glad that I can go home. I have a beautiful bedroom. I have a nice bed. I have wonderful warm covers. I have a pillow. I have comfort, and I love that. And there's so many people out there that don't have that. So I'm grateful for all that. And that's how you do it, by looking and saying, look at all this stuff. And I tell these stories, and I'll tell one, and then we'll go. Remember I sent the sterling silver to my brother. That sterling silver, I think, was set for 11, maybe. Supposed to be $8,000 worth of stuff. So off I sent, after having my mind say, don't do it, Dallas, what has he done for you? And yada, 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 yeah. And he gets, you know, all that crap. Finally told it to shut up, I'm sending it. I sent it. Less than a week, my friend Dan came and he said, oh, Dallas, he said, would you like some silver? He said, I have a case, silver, you know, chest. I said, oh, yeah, I'll take it. Well, it came, it's a stand that big, this high, five drawers, and every drawer is stuffed. There must be enough in there for 700 people. I could open them. Now, it's Thai, from Thailand. It's old, and they're famous for that brass or something that they do. Beautiful pieces. I'll probably never use it. But you see how fast that multiplied and came back to me? With the, oh, you should see that, the piece of furniture even. Yeah, it's something. I don't think these people ever used it, which happens when they get that stuff. And the name of the company is on there, and I'm sure it's still in business. I'm going to go sit down and send an email to them asking them what they know about this, how much this is worth. Then we'll sell it on eBay. No. But that's, as soon as you give up something, you see you get something back, something more. If I had held on to that other silver, this would have never appeared. So, see, I knew that. Most of all, it wasn't that nice. It's a coincidence. It wasn't a coincidence. As soon as you give something up, you're going to get it back. No, it's true. It happens all the time to me.
How can you ever declutter if it keeps coming back?
But exactly. I had to get rid of a piece of furniture to put this in place. Well, I'm glad with that because a friend needed that piece of furniture. I said, come get it. It's yours. And I'm trying to get a whole house full of furniture for you. Well, I'm working on it. I'll manifest that. Yeah. Well, by the time I manifest all that, you'll have a house big enough to put it in.
And silverware.
And lots of silver. Well, that's why I got rid of the silver. I didn't want to sit around cleaning that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
So. No one does it anymore. Well, maybe some people, but I don't. I used to do all that craziness. Crazy anymore. All right, are there any more wonderful questions? Do you feel that you've learned something? Not only tonight, but how about during the month when I did, there's always a third way. And you must get your mind to remember that. There's always a third way. When you're stuck and you can only see two ways, you have to go to the spiritual mind to find the third way. And it is there. We just are never taught to go to it. Okay? All right. It's wonderful. So are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.